Tuesday.
Yay! It is Tuesday. We got it right.
Right. I know. I'm like, oh, it's so early and there's not enough coffee. It's not early. It's just.
Did somebody say coffee?
Right. I left mine in the kitchen. So if you see me wander away,
we got to get you that heated coaster so that you can just have your coffee resting on there.
Sandy is with us already. Good morning, Sandy. So today's conversation, our topic of really interesting discussion, I think it's going to be manifesting through the chakras.
Yes. So hello, everybody. I'm Dana Kaysan. I do readings at Goddess Elite, and I actually read through the chakras. So that's one of my passions is the chakra system. And I think there's going to be people logging on today who are new to the chakras, and then there will be some people probably who are very familiar with the chakra system. So this will be great for anyone, no matter what your level of understanding is. Shall we begin?
Yes.
So I've been studying the chakra system for about 15 years, and it came to me through the yoga that I was practicing with my teachers when I lived in Los Angeles. And they were the teachers who taught a lot of the yoga philosophy. This wasn't yoga when I had found it that was just focusing on physical postures and movements. They really wanted to give you the rich history and background of the very profound philosophy of yoga. And part of that is the energetic anatomy called the chakra system. And if you ever wondered, because maybe you've heard it pronounced both ways, you're going to hear me pronounce it chakra. That is actually the correct pronunciation. You can pronounce it however you want to. But I believe that Sanskrit is a very sacred language. And once I learn how to pronounce something in Sanskrit the proper way, I try to really keep that alive because of the energy in words. So just a little background, it'll make sense to you. Anytime there's a CH that sounds like an SH, it's a French word. That's in the French language. So chandelier, champagne, charcuterie, chauffeur, I mean, the list goes on. That's all French. And if you have a CH, it's a hard CH. And actually, in Sanskrit, chakra is really spelled C-A-K-R-A, but the C is always CH sound. And then we just added the H so that people didn't say chakra because they said, well, we're going to take a chance, chakra or chakra, but we're not going to have chakra. So I'm going to pronounce it chakra. And it refers to discs of spinning energy, these wheels of life. So I actually have a little, it's right behind me, if anybody can see this. I have a poster in this room that I'm in. This is my yoga room. It's actually a chakra room. I've got chakra items all over the place in this room, but I have an easy little diagram for everybody if there's no glare on it. This is your energetic anatomy, and this is a system that you have in your body that is just as relevant as your respiratory system, circulatory, nervous system. This is just another system in the body, and long before there were surgeons cutting people open to look at our anatomy, many, many healers worked with the chakra system in a very subtle way of determining somebody's maybe dis-ease or imbalance was by looking at the chakras. And that's kind of how I do readings at the Goddess Elite, is I just sort of read the chakras. I take a look at them. What is their state? How are they doing? And they start to give me messages and show me different areas of your life. And then spirit comes in and we have a big conversation. But today I want to talk about manifesting through the chakras. And it's really interesting because so many people are taught to take the chakras from the root, which is the first chakra, the base, this red, you know, at the bottom of the spine, and then going up, which is great because when you take the chakras from the root to the crown, that is called the current of liberation. And what you're doing is you're working your way up through all of those energy centers and all of the different areas of life that they govern over and different areas of your health and well-being. And you are releasing things like fear from the root chakra and guilt from the sacral chakra. And maybe you're releasing shame or anger from the third chakra, your power. You're releasing grief or sadness from the heart and lies or illusions from the fifth and sixth chakra. And then from the seventh chakra, you can release attachments to maybe material possessions or other things in life. And as you work your way from the root to the crown, then you are liberating yourself from those things that maybe hold you back in life or keep you stuck or sabotaging yourself and maybe a low vibration. So that's the current of liberation. It's wonderful to work your way from the root to the crown. And I love working from the crown down. And that's the current of manifestation. So we take the root to the crown to liberate ourselves. And then we take the crown to the root to manifest what we desire. And in yoga philosophy, it is taught that you keep going. You do it constantly. You go up and down, up and down, up and down. And that should be sort of our rhythm in life, is to constantly be liberating and then manifesting, liberating and manifesting. And I love that. So ancient yoga philosophy teaches that there's kundalini, which is the sacred energy coiled at the base of the spine that's kind of like a snake that you wake this up as you start to go through the chakras, and the snake uncoils and it goes through each energy center and it spins the energy center and it gets the energy moving, becoming more vibrant, releasing the things we don't need. And then when that snake rises to the crown, it sort of meets up with our higher self, our divine energy. So when this kundalini is at the base of the spine, that's sort of Shiva energy, that's masculine energy. But the goal is to get up to Shakti, the feminine energy, and to blend these two energies together. So the lore is that Shiva's rising up to meet Shakti. And then when they meet up in the crown chakra, they're making love. It's like ecstasy. It's, it's our greatest enlightenment. It's our highest energy point. And with that energy, now we can take it down and we can manifest. So that's just a little background, a little history on the chakra system. And unless anybody has any questions already, or Melissa, if you have any comments, then I'll go ahead and I'll talk about manifesting from the crown to the root. So let's take a little check-in here and see if anybody has any questions or comments.
Not quite yet, but I will say, you get so used to always hearing from the root up that you can't really complete anything unless your bottom three are taken care of. So I think it's going to be really interesting for people to hear that you can go from the top down.
Yeah, I actually have often preferred going from the crown down for several reasons. And I'd love to pair this with astrology, because you can absolutely pair the chakras with astrology. Every zodiac sign is connected to a chakra. Every planet is connected to a chakra. And so I'm a Gemini and my moon is Aquarius. I have a lot of air in my chart. And so that leaves me sort of living up here in the spiritual realm. I need to ground. I need to bring all of my energy down in order to manifest anything in my life. It doesn't come naturally to me, where manifestation would probably come very easy for someone who is a Capricorn or even a Scorpio, because they're in the lower chakras. And then they might be the ones that need to go up to the crown and liberate themselves. But I'm already up here. So I constantly have to be bringing my energy back down to earth. I don't have a lot of earth in my birth chart. So it works for me. And so when I learned how to take the crown to the root, it changed a lot of things in my life. So I like to teach it to people. Even if you are a Capricorn or a Scorpio, try it from the crown down and just see what happens, because it could be really life-changing for you. All right, so let's manifest. It's a great time of year to talk about manifestation. We hear about New Year's resolutions or intentions for the new year. I often talk about just intentions because they're more for the spirit. They're not ego-motivated goals. We are happier with goals in our lives. Mm-hmm. But I think when we set an intention, there's not as much pressure because it comes from the heart. It's not as much pressure as a goal of must lose 50 pounds before January's over. That's hard to do. But if I have an intention to feel really healthy by mid-February, I might get a little more successful with something like that as an intention. The energies right now for the rest of this month are really great for manifesting. And then we're going to hit Mercury retrograde, which kind of says, don't start anything new. But sort of at the beginning of that Mercury retrograde in February, we're going to have a Chinese New Year. And that is good energy for beginnings. So I think we're going to be able to still manifest in February, just with some of the things that come with Mercury retrograde. That's a whole other conversation.
That's a good thing to hear to start. Yeah. I think.
Exactly. So if you have any major purchases, if you want to start anything new, if you want to buy a new cell phone, do it before January's over.
I like it.
Okay. So we begin to manifest what we desire here in the physical realm from inspiration. And inspiration comes in through the crown of the head from the divine. It's so hard to do this mirror. That's where we get inspiration, is through the crown chakra. And so if you believe in a higher power or the energy of the universe or even your higher self, which is said to just be right above the crown of your head, then that is where we get our inspiration from. And you know what that feels like, a lot of you. It's like you get this, it's like lightning bolt. It's like, oh my God, I have a great idea. And it usually feels so good. It's like you're bright and you're excited and you just feel this feeling. That's, you know, the definition of inspiration is spirit. It's like spirit is breathing life into you. And I love that. So you've been awakened by this inspiration. So that's how manifestation starts. We are inspired. We suddenly have this beautiful idea and our dream is born. So whatever we want to create in our lives, from something very small and seemingly trivial to some huge project or dream that has always been in our minds and in our hearts, or something that can come from out of the blue, we get it through the crown of the head. And that's what we want to create in the world. And we can say it comes from the divine or spirit, or we can just say, you know what, it comes from the highest vibration of myself that I'm not, might not even be always conscious of, whatever you believe. And this is the place where we start to cultivate faith, because these are also qualities of the crown chakra, is faith and belief. We start to believe that it's possible. When you have a dream or great idea or a desire in your mind that you want to create something, it isn't for no reason. You don't just have this incredible idea just to like, oh, I had a great idea. I guess I'm going to ignore it. That's not what that inspiration came to you for. It came to you because of the reason that you can have it. You can create it. You can play with it. You can do something with it. So you have to start to cultivate faith and believe in this idea and believe in yourself and that you're worthy of it and that you can do it. You can make it happen, right? And then also in the crown chakras, where we start to trust our connection to our higher power or the universe or our higher self or spirit, that it is breathing life into us so that we can become aware of a purpose that we have in the world. All right. Then we go down into the third eye, and this is our vision. Now we're visualizing what we have been inspired by. So this great idea, this dream is born, and now we start to, you know, wonder, what is it going to look like? And so we use our third eye. Right out here. Third eye, boom. This chakra is your insight. It's your inner knowing. It's your intuitive vision, your psychic abilities. It is your dream, your ability to dream, daydream, or dream while you're asleep. But you can visualize, you can imagine. So in your third eye, you start to imagine what this dream is going to look like in your life. And you can meditate on it, because that is also a quality of the two upper chakras. So you might meditate to visualize who's there with you. What are all the details of your dream? What kinds of actions might you, you know, start to visualize are going to happen? Maybe even visualize how you're going to feel. So you start to see the pictures in your mind's eye. And this is also where we start to gain clarity. How do we want this dream to affect the world? And we generate ideas on how to make it our reality. We think our way through the process, because the third eye is also the mind. And even if we can't see all of the steps yet, we can trust the mystery and know that we're going to be guided, because that we start to activate our intuition. And that is the part of us that is going to sort of follow the breadcrumbs. We're only going to be able to see as far ahead on our path as like our car headlights show us at night when we're driving. You can only see so far in front of your car until you drive a little bit farther down the road. Then your headlights show you more. So if you're manifesting and you're in the third eye stage and you can't see all of the steps yet, don't worry about it. You can just start to visualize the first few steps and know that as you go a little bit farther, more steps are going to be shown. Okay, so I hope that makes sense for everybody. You got to keep trusting. And at any point in time, if you sort of fall off the chakra wagon, you can go back up to the crown and get re-inspired, maybe cultivate more faith, more trust in your belief in yourself, and then come back down to the third eye and start to have that clarity and visualization again. Mm-hmm. Then we make our way to the throat chakra. Ooh, here we go. Right there, throat chakra. So there's colors that go with each of them, right? So there's sort of a turquoise or a sky blue for the throat chakra. And this is your communication energy center. And this is the place where we start to tell others about our dream, right? So this is a really important step, because as you start to tell other people about your dream, they're going to also start to see it for you, especially if it's people who care about you and support you. Don't share it with jealous people that you're competing with. That won't be helpful for you. But share it with your loved ones, with your co-workers or partners and people that really care about you and support you and want to support your vision. And they're going to add their belief. And that is going to strengthen your ability to manifest, because they're going to also believe in you too. And they're going to visualize it with you. You might even write down your dream in your journal, because the throat chakra is all about the communication. So if you kind of write a plan out, and you know, your plan could be a blueprint, it could be an outline, it could be a journal entry, it could be a letter that you write to someone to start to get the ball rolling, whatever you're manifesting. So that's the next step. And this is where we're really expressing ourselves and we're setting more intentions about how we want our dream to sort of unfold, and maybe a little more of the details of like preferences. Here's what I would prefer. And we can let go of expectations here as well, because your dream may actually start to turn out in a different way than you visualized, but you have to go back up to the crown chakra and trust that the universe can see a plan that you can't, and it knows what's best for you. So it may start to give you your dream in a slightly different way than you visualize, but it'll be better, because we don't often allow ourselves to visualize big. Maybe we don't know that we're worthy or capable of having the big dream, so we dream a little small at first. But here in the throat chakra, we might start to expand our belief in ourselves, and we might start to have a little bit of wiggle room there for dreaming a little bit bigger and getting the word out and starting to network. So as we set these intentions on what we want to create, we can express, why is it so important to us? You know, we can talk about our goals with the people that support us, and we can ask for help. So that's really important. We might ask for help in the throat chakra stage of manifesting. Some people don't like to ask for help because we've been taught, you know, about independence and, you know, just kind of you're successful and productive if you do it all on your own. But we don't do anything alone. You cannot manifest alone. You need help. So you might ask help from somebody who's manifested something before. Mm-hmm. Or you might ask for help with certain parts of your dream and making it happen. We cannot also manifest anything if we're not in our truth. So the truth is also the throat chakra. So if this is somebody else's dream, forget about it. It has to be yours. And we all grew up, I'm sure, with an adult in our lives or a parent or a teacher that tried to squash our dream. And maybe they were well-intentioned, saying, you know, oh, I don't know how you're going to make money at that. Or, oh, just take over the family business instead of, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, oh, you're going to teach yoga. Oh, what about a real job? Stuff like that. We hear these things. And then this is sort of where we stop manifesting. If somebody, you know, if we hear that stuff and somebody says, you know, that's dumb or you're going to fail. But maybe we could close our ears to that kind of stuff. Check back in with our truth, because your truth is very, very special. And when we share our dream with people that we're close to, we might hear their advice. So that's also throat chakra, and it'll keep us on track. And they'll maybe even gently hold us accountable. Hey, how's that dream going that you told me about? Which is great, because we don't want to let anybody down that cares about us. So having somebody check in on you, a friend, a life coach, a mentor, a counselor, anybody, they'll check in on you and keep you on track. And we can listen also with the throat chakra to our inner guidance, because there's a very psychic and subtle part of the throat chakra that is your way of inner listening. and hearing the voice of the soul gently nudging you. And if you're ever confused about which voice to listen to, the loud, mean one is your ego that tells you you can't. And the soft, quiet, loving one is the real you that is encouraging you to keep going and sort of giving you that little pep talk. So throat chakra can help us make appropriate choices when we listen to that inner guidance and continue to manifest. All right. Moving on to the heart chakra, if everybody's ready.
I think so. And guys, feel free to put in questions or comments in the comment section. Dana will answer questions for you live, though I think a lot of us are just sitting here kind of like, that makes sense.
I'm riveted. Yeah, I always joke around that if you don't have any questions, it means I'm a really good teacher. See how confident I am? We'll get to the third chakra. Okay.
There we go.
So the fourth chakra, oh, this one's so great. So this is your heart chakra, okay? And that is green right here, emerald green healing energy, heart chakra. This is the place where you love yourself so much that you want your dream to come true. And that just makes me put my hand in my heart because, you know, if we, this is the greatest form of self-love, I think, is manifesting your dreams. Mm. It takes self-love to do it. You have to love yourself so much that you want what's best for you. The whole world needs people manifesting their dreams because if there's a lot of happy people on earth, we're all high vibrational and we're all living our dream. And it just feels great to visualize that. And yes, you can work on manifesting things for the world, but it does start with you. So heart chakra, this is your love and happiness. And once we arrive at this stage, we start to, you know, fall in love with what we're creating as well. And because we've talked about it, maybe we've written down a plan, we've shared our idea with other people. We kind of, you know, took what we were inspired by and what we visualized. And now we're really feeling it in the heart. And we're going to keep going to make it happen. So self-love and self-care include not giving up on our dreams. We are responsible for making choices that help us be happier. So we can change the world through happiness and through that self-love and by doing the work. We've got to keep our hearts open to happiness and joy during this journey, or we will not be satisfied when we get to our goal. So if somebody is working towards a goal and they're not happy while they're working towards that goal, they're not going to be happy when they get the manifestation. And this comes from positive psychology. We have to be happy step by step with what we're creating. And that will guarantee that once we have what we've been working for, that it is just going to be a big celebration. And you can hear stories from, you know, maybe athletes or business people that when they manifested what they finally wanted, they felt deflated. They were like, this is it. Like, I worked so hard for this and this is it, blah. But if you traced it back and had conversations with them, they were not happy all the way there. They were overworked. They didn't sleep. They maybe it wasn't their dream, right? So there's tons of reasons. So you have to love what you want and what you're doing. And that will guarantee that you're going to be happy with the final result, right? Be happy during the journey or you won't be satisfied with the destination. So we can still enjoy the journey knowing that our fully formed dream is not the only source of our well-being. So we can't say, I won't be happy until I have this, right? Or I'll be happy when I get what I want. That's putting conditions on your happiness. Mm-hmm. So we got to know that we're going to be happy no matter what. Like I'm just happy being here alive and having the opportunity to manifest my desire and take this breath in this present moment and know that I have a body that can help me create. And we can find all these different ways. And if we get to this place and we're not feeling the joy, the love, the happiness, we got to go back up. We're going to go back up and we're going to get re-inspired. We're going to have faith. We're going to trust our higher power or the universe. And we're going to re-visualize and go back down. And maybe we'd even go back here and give ourselves affirmations. You can do it. You deserve this. You are a being of love here to create, however it works out for you. In this process, we actually heal ourselves. Because so many of us, especially women, we put ourselves last on our list. We want to help everybody else we love, our children, our partners, our pets, our employees, right? We want to take care of everybody else and we put ourselves last on our list. that is changing. We're starting to realize we need to take care of us first, and then we'll be so full. We'll just be overflowing with all of that, that we'll just give so easily. We just got to keep filling up. So that is the fourth chakra. And then when we start to have ourselves healed, it's going to feel really, really great when we get down to the third chakra. Are we ready for the third chakra?
I think so. I would like to think we are ready for the third one.
Okay.
Bring it on. So
third chakra is right in the center of your body. It's the power center or the solar plexus. And third chakra is your fire. And all of the chakras have elements and colors. If we have time at the end, I can go over that. I am just wanting to get through this right now because I don't know how long it'll take to get through all seven. But if we have time at the end, I can talk more about the elements, the colors, the zodiac signs of the chakras. Third chakra is usually where people quit. It's the hardest one to get through. This is where we do the work. This is where a lot of the action happens. But it's also where our ego lives. So our ego is trying to separate us from what we want. So your third chakra is your willpower. It is your energy as well. And this is often considered the most challenging step. It is for me. This is where I often stop. And I got to go back up into the heart and do the self-love thing again and remind myself this. And so I'll just admit that. But, you know, this is the place, even if it's unintentional, that we give up. We've got to build up courage. So that comes with the third chakra, the courage to keep going, to keep doing the work, to keep following the path. What is the next right action that's going to help you manifest your desire? What's going to get us closer to the goal? What action? So you might even go back up to the throat and write down an action list, like a to-do list, and then start crossing those off. But if everything's going right here, this is also where you trust your gut instincts. Who am I going to trust, right? Maybe somebody's fallen off that you had helping you, or maybe you got to go and find somebody else to kind of give you a boost. But this chakra oftentimes is your independence too. So maybe at this point you really are going it alone. This is where you get your strength and your confidence from. It's like a wellspring where you get that sort of warrior spirit that you can draw on, these secret reserves. It's your battery. And when you start to value yourself and know how worthy you are, this is where some of that work starts to happen, because we cannot manifest what we want if we don't think that we're worthy of it. Maybe we failed in the past, or our ego voice, inner voice is telling us like, oh, what's the point? Or it's too much work, or you're too old at this point in your life to do that. You're going to start to hear that voice talk to you because you're really close now getting what you desire. And if the ego is off balance, it's going to try to separate you from what you want, because it doesn't understand the soul. And, but you know, the soul, we've got to go back up to the crown chakra maybe. And remind ourselves, you know, the soul is here to create and it wants this for you. And maybe we do a little meditation to partner the soul with the ego here. But in the third chakra, we understand getting what we want isn't easy. It's not meant to be easy. We're not here for easy. And if we wanted easy, we would never have incarnated. We were brave. We were strong. We were confident. We said, give me that other earth life because I'm feeling brave and confident. I know I can do it. So we might doubt ourselves when we get to the third chakra. The ego will say it's impossible, but this is so important to notice. The world needs our dream to come true. It's, you know, we are valuable treasures, and we can really give other people permission when we shine in this area that they can do it too. I've got so many friends who have inspired me by me watching them succeed in their lives and manifest their desires. And it reminds me, I can do it too. So we can kind of shine and show people, I said I was going to do it and I'm going to do it. And so the universe is kind of testing us here. How bad do you want what you want? And the ego will test us. I don't understand what you're doing. You seem to be really happy. What about me? Because it's kind of like the inner child too is in the third chakra. And it's like, don't leave me behind. How can I help? So we got to get it to help us. And here's how we turn the ego around to help us. We say, you know, I want to bring you along. Here's a job for you to do so that you don't feel left out. Help me feel confident. Help me do what I love to do. So when we're not doing what we love, if we're not doing what comes naturally to us, our gifts and our talents, then our ego is going to talk. So a lot of times in life, we're taught to fix problems, and when we're focusing only on what we think is wrong, the ego loves that because we're in a negative place. That's low vibration. Let me look at what's wrong. We're always looking at what's wrong. What if we look at what's right and what's working and what our talents and gifts are and what we're good at? Now we've moved into this high vibration, this bright place where everything's going well, and that motivates us farther, and that can keep our dream alive in this process of manifestation. So, you know, if we give up easily here, you know, we'll just have to start over again, right? And the ego is like, I win. See, I told you so. I was right. You were going to fail. And the ego loves that. It feels, you know, the ego's like, I was right. But if we stop at nothing to accomplish the task and overcome this, we're going to take a risk and we're going to keep going. So a lot of the third chakra is about taking a risk. All right.
So that one made a lot of sense for her.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a good positive reminder for Savannah. I know she's got a lot on her plate and what she's working for. So, you know, remember that you can do it and ignore that little voice.
Yeah. Or actually make friends with the voice. If you ignore it and get mad at it, it kind of likes that. It inflames it more. It gives it power and feeds it. So if you take the voice as if it were a child that maybe just needs love, and you gave it a hug and said, oh, I hear you. What's wrong? Come here. You're included in this. Help me feel creative. Help me feel energized. We'll do it together. I'm not leaving you behind. Talk to it like that, and then you'll get it more on your side. You'll be able to transform it. And this is like really, really important to do, because, you know, we can't get angry at that voice. It is always going to be a part of us, but think of it even also could be like a computer program that just needs, it's a virus that needs like reprogramming. Like we can just say, okay, I understand. I understand what you need. You're just afraid. You've never been here before. I'm not leaving you alone, because that's what really, it's just needing a little bit of love. It needs to be heard. And if we ignore it or fight it, then it just, it's going to stay down there in the dark, and it won't want to help us. It'll want to work against us. So yeah, third chakra is a really important place for a lot of us. Got to keep going. Got to keep charging our battery. Maybe we need to recharge our battery, but back up in the heart chakra and give ourselves some extra love, some self-love, some self-care. Whatever that is for us. Everybody's got a different way of self-care, you know, different rituals and different things that help us love ourselves. All right. Second chakra. We're moving down into the second chakra. So right here, sacral. Sacral chakra is your sacred energy. So this is your pleasure. And here's what your sacred energy is, your emotions. Everything, your emotions are so sacred. They guide you in directions. They lead you to places. They're not always fact, but they are information. And a lot of us maybe have been taught kind of to deny our feelings, to deny our emotions. They make us uncomfortable. So perhaps we don't want to look at them or feel them fully, but there's so much reward in feeling our feelings. So second chakra is creation, but it's emotion. And this is also a place where we surrender, because everything's starting to change now. If we've made it through the third chakra, we did a lot of the action. Now we surrender to change. We sort of hand it over to the universe and we say, I'm letting go. I've done everything. I've embraced my inspiration. I held on to faith. I trusted my higher powers and the powers of the universe that want me to succeed. I've trusted my soul that want me to do this. I visualized it. I meditated on it. I was clear about what I wanted. I imagined the best case scenario. And then I started to talk about it. I expressed it. I wrote it down. I had a game plan. Then I fell in love with it. And I loved myself enough to keep going. And I kept doing the actions. I kept doing the work. I didn't stop. I took the risk. Brave, courageous. I'm shining. I'm doing it. And now I'm letting go. And I'm saying, how do I feel that I've almost got my baby in my hands, right? Because it's similar to being pregnant, I guess. I don't know. I've not had a baby, but maybe you know. I've almost got this baby in my hands. I'm in labor. Let me just rest here and give it over to the to the grounding, to the root chakra, to the body, to the earth, and give it over and let this manifestation be born. So that's part of this releasing control, because third chakra is kind of control, right? Like I've got the bow and arrow. And I love this analogy. Say that you are an archer. This is a lot like manifesting, right? So you've got a target, you've got your bow and arrow, you've got your inspiration, your dream, and you're visualizing, you see the target. This is what I want. And you call it out. I want that. I want to hit that target. And you love it. You love the idea of having it. So you do the work. You pull the bow back, you aim, and then you release. So releasing the arrow is sort of second chakra. Now the arrow is in the air. You can't control it now. It's in the air. So you let that force that's bigger than you, space and time, the divine, the universe, it's in its hands to land on the target or somewhere else. And that somewhere else is oftentimes better than what you could have ever imagined for yourself. It is. So that's why we let go here. We've done the brave work, set the intention and aimed at it and all of that. Now we release the arrow towards the target. It's in the wind. So trust that the universe has it and it will hit its mark. Even if it's not exactly what you expected, this is also, we're releasing expectation. I'm going to be fine if it happens the way that I preferred it. And I'm going to be fine if it happens a different way. So spirit's got a plan and it can see things we can't. So we let our dream be taken over by the divine and things can absolutely turn out better. The gestation phase is almost over. And there's so many moving parts in the process of us kind of manifesting our dream. So maybe this is the place where, you know, there's some wiggle room where things are being created, because if there's other people involved and stuff like that, or maybe it's divine timing, we get flexible, and this is where we develop our patience as well. So when things shift and change, we allow space for that to come in. It's like down through the birth canal. And we put all of our emotion into this project, into our baby. And so how does it feel that we're almost ready to receive it? How do we feel about getting this far? So if we kind of take the time to just sort of bask in our emotions, like I've really done it, I've gone this far, now it's just sort of the waiting game. And what does this feel like for me? And it's almost sort of like a really sacred time for everyone when you get to this stage of just like, you know, pause, like the sacred pause. Mm-hmm. I have this, everything's changing. I'm going to be so different now. And then root chakra. So before I go into the final phase of manifesting through the chakras, are there any other questions or comments?
Well, Elizabeth says you kind of answered it, but she did have the question about when you have a dream or goal, what are the signs it's coming from the heart, which would be the soul and not the ego?
Okay. So is there love in the dream? Does the dream feel like love? That's how I would discern it. Hello, Elizabeth. I just saw her the other day. And I wanted to also say this to Savannah, the inner voice that talks to you, if it says something mean to you, it isn't the real you. The real you, your soul, is incapable of saying anything nasty to you. Your soul would never tell you you're going to fail. It would never tell you you're too old or too young or there's not enough money to go back to school, or it would try to stop you at all costs. Your soul's not going to do that. And you know it's coming from the soul if it brightens you, if it lifts you up, if it makes you happy just thinking about it, if it gets you excited. And I didn't mention this either, but when you're in the throat chakra part of your manifesting, this is the place also where we start to translate the signs that we're getting from the universe. Keep going, keep going, keep going. You know, if you are manifesting an animal rescue project, and you're getting down to the third chakra and all of a sudden animals are coming to you and looking you in the eye, like I went for a walk in the woods and a buck came up to me and looked me in the eye and let me hand feed it an apple, right? Like, okay, you're going to have, the spirit is saying, keep going. You can manifest this animal rescue project, right? So you start to translate those signs and spirit will give you the signs that your soul already knows, but our ego gets in the way. And so some of those signs are going to come and tell you, we support you, keep going. It could even just be a billboard that you pass on the freeway that says, interested in rescuing animals? And you're like, yes, I was just thinking about manifesting that.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah. So spirit is going to give you signs to keep you going, because it loves to play with you. You're a co-creator. And even if you think you're doing this alone physically, you've got an invisible team behind you. And If it seems like there's roadblocks at every place that you go, that again could be rejection is protection. You know, spirit could be saying, you're kind of going in the wrong way. Check your ego, check to see what's motivating you. Is it just money that you want? And then sometimes it's okay if that's it, but is there love? How else is it benefiting the world? Is it just for your own fame? And some of us actually have that in our life plan, in our chart. It's just fame and money, and that, you know, maybe teaches people things, but check in with yourself. You're going to know. So that's why I do recommend the meditation part of it. Meditate on your dream, meditate on your desire, because that's how you really stay in connection with your soul and keep your ego and your soul working together as friends rather than working against each other. And the soul doesn't work against the ego. Only the ego works against the soul because it doesn't know it's there. So any other questions or comments that came in?
Not yet. I think they're processing that one.
Great. Yeah, they're processing it. And people will be able to rewatch this if you want to take notes or go back or anything. I know I talk fast because I get so excited. By the way, I'm a Gemini. Throat chakra. And Melissa's an Aries, third chakra. She just works, action, inspiring, so much that fire. So our zodiac signs tell us a lot about the chakras we excel at. And maybe we need some work in those places too. But
maybe we should do a series on the personality traits for one of
those. Oh, for sure. All right, everybody. Final chakra for manifestation is the root chakra. So this is grounding and form. This is our physical reality. So we made it through all of the chakras now. This is our destination. And of course, life is a whole journey. There's, you know, there's maybe many destinations all along the way, but it's a big journey. So our dream in this, when we get to the root chakra, it's grounded in reality, the physical realm. We took it from this sort of formless idea and we brought it all the way down through our sacred energy centers, this vibrant system that we have that's really, really helping us. And by the way, when we're doing it, we're really stimulating each chakra because the actions that we are taking and the things that we're contemplating mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically as we go through the chakras, keep them vibrant and working in an optimal way because they all work off of each other. If one of our chakras is stuck or blocked, then it's going to affect the one above it or below it. And therefore, you know, we might need some extra work in there because there's a lot of activities we can do to keep these chakras going. So sometimes we got to go back up to come back down, right? So in the root chakra, we've got the last of the puzzle pieces fitting together to show the whole picture of what we've manifested. And we know that we have been supported and protected and guided all along and abundant in our journey. And we've now arrived. We've got our accomplishment, our achievement. We get to hold the baby and share it with the world. Like, what? It's like, I think of Lion King, Mustafa holding Simba over the cliff and showing everybody, I've got it. Here's the heir to the throne. But we, you know, we conceived it in our inspiration, in the heaven realm, in the cosmos, and we brought it down here to Earth, which is really one of the things we're absolutely here to do. Because I believe on the other side, before we come here, we can have whatever we want with the blink of an eye, but we don't really have desires in that realm because it's pure love. So that's all we want. But here we get to play. We get to see what would it be like to have to actually work for something instead of blink my eyes or not desire it, right? So we can have fun with this. And I think if we have fun with it and not make it like a dreaded task, we can even be more inspirational. We might actually manifest more. We tried to manifest one thing and we might have manifested 10 things because of this process. I mean, be careful what you wish for almost, because you're going to get it if you really go through the step. And I've seen it happen. I've been in classes with people who have followed these steps and they have manifested some incredible things that they didn't expect. It's really amazing. So we've got something to show for all of our efforts in this phase. We can embody what our souls came here to do, which was create with love. And now maybe we go back up the chakras, right? Now we want to liberate ourselves from anything that happened during our manifestation and then come back down. So in the yoga philosophy, the current keeps going. You know, the current of liberation and the current of manifestation, liberation and manifestation. We keep that Kundalini snake going up and down our chakras to keep us vibrant and alive and really just feeling the vitality that comes with these sacred energy centers. All right. So manifesting through the chakras, we went through all seven of them. There is actually an eighth chakra that a lot of people talk about, and it's your aura. And that's your electromagnetic field, that once your chakras are all vibrating and they're all working together and they're stimulated and they're glowing and they're in their highest state of well-being, our aura can expand outside of our body 20 feet, 30 feet. And that makes us magnets for opportunity. It makes us magnets for possibilities, for anything that wants to come our way. And we really become just very attractive to the gifts of the universe, because when you have manifested something and you have it, you're like, oh, I love it. Thank you more, please. And then you just keep drawing more and more. You see these people who have fabulous, wonderful lives. They're not kicking back and letting things come to them. It may look that way. No, they're working through it. And it does get easier the more you practice it. And especially if you've manifested one thing, it really shows you, like, I can do it again. And so, you know, anything you practice becomes easier. And so there it is. And, you know, it's also really neat too, that if we let any of the imbalances of the chakras get in our way, it will absolutely stop the flow. So the imbalance of the root chakra is fear and worry. You know, that all that goes against love, it goes against, you know, and fear, false evidence appearing real is my favorite anagram for fear. You know, usually we're afraid of something that isn't happening in the moment. So we're imagining worst case scenario. And in yoga philosophy, we were given our imagination to visualize the best case scenario. We weren't given this gift to worry or to be afraid. Like that's the improper way of using our third eye, but it's in the root chakra, because oftentimes what we're afraid of is not having our basic needs met. I'm afraid there won't be enough. I'm afraid that I won't survive. Those kinds of things. I'm afraid that what I have will be taken away from me. I'm afraid that my health isn't going to help me get this or whatever. Right. So, and the second chakra, it's guilt. Like, especially women, we feel guilty about things that we have done or haven't done. You know, we hold on to things like that. And it's really important just to kind of look at that, like, hey, I'm feeling guilty. This is an emotion. Now, can I release it? Because my intentions were pure. And, right. You know, of course, the ego in the third chakra, be ashamed or be angry, right? Or don't do it at all. Like, again, the ego is talking to us. And these things can stop us from manifesting. So we got to kind of look at the imbalances. And that's why we go back up, because they're always going to rear their heads. Once we get rid of fear and worry, it doesn't mean it's not never going to come back. Like, oh, look, I worked through that. No, it's going to keep coming back. We're human. It'll keep coming back. But with this work, what happens is, and yoga philosophy teaches us this, the more that you kind of go through these steps, so the less fear there's going to be, it's going to show up less often, and you're going to bounce back from it quicker. You're going to be more resilient. Fear won't hold you down for 2 months like it used to. It'll block you for 3 hours. And then you know you're going to feel differently, right? So that's why we do this work. We keep polishing these chakras. We keep working our way up. If anybody was curious, the imbalance then for the heart chakra would be grief, sadness, loneliness. We work through that, throat chakra, it's lies or not even listening and not walking our talk, right? It's like sort of being a hypocrite or, maybe not listening to our inner voice, our higher self. Third eye is illusion, which is also, of course, worry or like confusion. Maybe we don't have enough clarity and we're always feeling confused and we're not, you know, trusting ourselves, which can also blend into the crown chakra, where we just have attachments to the way we want it. It has to be the way we want it, or attachments to status or our title or our possessions or the way we don't want things to change. So releasing, when we go back up for liberation to release these things, and that will help us manifest more. So it really is a fun process. I think that we can do it. I want as many people manifesting their dreams as possible, because it helps the world. It helps me. It helps you. If we're all getting what we want in life, we need to believe maybe in the third chakra that there is enough for everybody, that the divine has put enough here on this planet for everyone, unless we have chosen for our soul's plan to not have enough so that others could learn, right? There's always a reason. And we just got to show up and do the work and know that we're capable of doing the work, and we deserve it. And if anybody wants a chakra reading from me, Goddess Elite, you can get a hold of me. When I read your chakras, I can also find out which ones are maybe needing a little bit of work that can help you, right? I might say, oh, it's so interesting because when I'm doing a reading, spirit comes through and will give a prescription that no doctor could. Like just as an example, I was reading somebody once and spirit was saying, for your third chakra, I need you to ride a bike. And the person's like, oh my God, I used to love riding a bike. I haven't ridden a bike since I was 12 years old. And spirit was just saying, get a bike, get out there on your bike, dust your bike off, go for a ride and just have fun and play and ride without your hands on the handlebars or whatever. So it's really interesting stuff that comes through. But also at the Goddess Elite, Melissa has so many chakra products. Stones to help balance your chakras, candles, books, I mean, you name it, oils. There's so much fun stuff for the chakras. If anybody just, it's really inspired now and you want to go shopping online or in the store, it's very exciting. I'm so passionate about the chakra system because it works and it's always worked for me for 15 years.
You know, I think it's interesting. Maybe those of us that are pretty good at manifesting and then to hear kind of like what you've been subconsciously doing without even.
Exactly. So many of us are manifesting without realizing they're going through the steps. Mm-hmm. And some people need the steps. Some people are like, I'm lost. I don't know how to get what I want. Well, where are you in your process? What chakra are you in? And I love helping people figure that out too.
Right. Find out where you're getting stuck or getting in your own way.
Yes.
Because that's always something, and that's probably the ego getting in your own way.
For sure.
Overthinking it, overcomplicating it.
Or not wanting to ask for help. My teacher always says this, smart people ask for help.
Right. You know, and those that are, you know, good at, like, we don't mind sharing, we don't mind saying, hey, this worked, try this, go here, read this.
Exactly.
You know, a pretty good book that I read and I actually keep by my bedside table called The Joy of Business. And she goes on to say, like, yes, have a target, not a goal, because a target always moves and that means it can always get better.
Yeah.
But not to be vested in how it has to happen. So when you're like, it could even be better than what you thought, like, absolutely. Don't trap what you want in this little bitty box.
Yeah.
It could be better.
Absolutely. That's always the greatest surprise that comes with the celebration is I thought I just wanted this, but I got this. And it's really, really neat.
The Joy of Business is a great book. Joy of Business.
It sounds like a great book. I have my favorite chakra book, if anybody wants to know. This is The Book of Chakra Healing by Liz Simpson. It's got a different cover now. This is an old version. But if you look it up, it's on Amazon or whatever. And I don't know if you sell this in your store. You might. I think I've seen it at your store.
Yeah, we get it occasionally when the warehouse can keep up with.
Yes. And the reason I love this book so much is because it's filled with color. And it's got so many neat things. And it's got a neat little chart. If you're going to have a chakra book, it better be filled with color. Because there's so many black and white chakra books out there. They're like, it's a great writing. But I want to be stimulated by the colors. So it's got these really neat charts in here that talks about, you know, it's like, here's what this chakra does. Here's the zodiac sign. Here's, you know, the gland it's connected to, the body part, the Sanskrit name and meaning, the associated sense, like root chakra is smell. So it's got these neat charts in here. It's really great. And there's one chapter for each, you know, like the heart chakra, it's green, it really stimulates you. So that's my favorite book. And if anybody watching today has ever done yoga teacher training, there's the book that's usually recommended is Wheels of Life by Anna Dea Judith. And that's a really great book too. It talks a lot about the psychology of the chakras. And there's no pictures. I mean, there's pictures, but there's no color in it. But I like to be stimulated by color. And there's some great oracle cards. That's like, I've been showing you this oracle card. And I know you carry these cards because I've seen them at the store. These are cards. By Cindy. Yeah. Oh, Karen Sangster, Chakra Insight Oracle. And this can kind of point out to you, like if you pick one of these cards, you're like, what chakra do I need to work on right now? Oh, guidance and support from the divine, crown chakra. Okay. These cards are really powerful. So if anybody's interested in that, I've seen them at your store.
Yeah, we've had that one and we'll get the Wheels of Life too at times. So, and we are
It's a low commitment book, and it's really fun, and it's always a great go-to. Like, I've had that book probably for 14 years, and I still access it all the time. And there's guided meditations in there. There's affirmations. There's self-study questions you can answer for yourself about the state of your chakras. It can make the chakra system really fun. And of course, you can always stimulate your chakras through different activities, like obviously yoga, but there's many other activities. You know, if you want to build your confidence, maybe complete a puzzle. That'll help your third chakra. Right? If you want to find your voice, try singing in the shower or reading out loud, right? Mm-hmm. Read out loud to your cat. You'll love it.
In the car, who cares who sees you?
Yeah, exactly. You need to balance your root chakra. Go out into nature and take a walk in the woods and hug some trees. There's a lot of different activities you can do to stimulate your chakras. Any questions or anything?
Not yet, but one that I thought of, because you always see green represented in with the heart, but then sometimes you'll see pink.
Yeah. Yeah. And I say, because pink is the color of love. Pink really isn't in the rainbow. And so the chakras, they kind of go through the rainbow. But a lot of people do associate pink with the heart chakra. It's a great color to balance the heart chakra. I like pink and green together. I think they look great together. So it's personal preference. And same goes for the crown chakra. A lot of people see violet on the spectrum, but a lot of people also associate white with the crown chakra as the color of spirituality. So either way, I don't think there's a right or wrong in that. And it's just whatever comes to you, whatever you're more comfortable with. Sometimes I just blend, you know, if I'm doing heart chakra, I see green and pink swirling around in there. Mm-hmm. And for the crown, I see violet and white. So that could be fun.
So Elizabeth asks, when you face a roadblock, when do you know it's a sign to quit or just a test?
So you check back in with your heart chakra. How bad do I want this? And how much do I love myself? Because your dream can change. Your truth can change. Your dream can change. And so maybe you just want to go back up and just maybe meditate on it and ask yourself, is this my ego throwing up a roadblock? And so what I would say, like, if the roadblocks keep coming, that there is a sign that something's not quite right. If you are thwarted at every turn in your manifestation, it might not be time. And what has happened for me personally, when that happens, it wasn't time yet. So I tried to manifest something in December and I kept getting roadblocks. And in March, I got the go ahead. And my dream that became my reality was amazing. It wouldn't have happened that way in December. There's moving parts. So spirit was almost like putting it on pause, like not yet. So you'll find out. And I kept getting, here's what I did, Elizabeth. I picked oracle cards, and oracle cards kept saying, stay where you are right now. Because what you want, it's in the process, but you can't have it right now. But stay where you are and you will see why you're still there. Because it was about a job transition. And I had met somebody in the old job that helped me in March get the dream that was better than the one that I had. And I wouldn't have met that person if I had left in December. So it really can be, just keep trusting and just keep doing the work. Go back up, meditate on it, go into your heart, pick an oracle card for guidance and trust that guidance. And because again, it could be for your highest good, the sort of rejection is protection kind of thing. Giving up is a trap. Right? Mm-hmm. Unless it was never your dream, right? Maybe it was a dream of somebody else's or a dream of the ego. And, you know, and I wouldn't even use the term giving up. I would say changing direction. It's a much more positive way to say that. But oftentimes what happens is we give up right before the magic. We give up in that third chakra space right before we only had two more steps to go. We've already gone five steps. We've only got two more steps to go. Can we hang in there? Can we let things move and shift and change? Can we keep taking the risk? Can we stay confident? Can we, just keep doing the work and see what, are there any other actions I need to take? Because maybe that's just what the roadblock is there to teach you. How bad do you want your dream? Is it really your dream? And are you in love with it? Maybe you need to do more self-care. So there's always going to be information there for you to look at. And you'll find your way. What is meant to be yours will always, always find you. you actually cannot miss your destiny. You're going to keep getting more and more chances if you self-sabotage. I know that for sure.
Oh, Savannah just gave us the comment that depending on the person that she's working with, she will see pink and or green for the heart chakras and occasionally gold flecks. So that sounds really pretty.
Yeah, that is really pretty. Yes. And I love it. And the gold flecks could be your power, the power of love, right? Because gold is in the third chakra. The Sanskrit word for the third chakra is Manipura. And that means lustrous gems and shining jewels. And maybe that's your authenticity. And it's going up into the heart chakra because your personal power fuels the power of love. And I think that's beautiful. And I also think that angels come in with gold flecks too. And the angels are so connected to the heart chakra. So that's beautiful, Savannah. I love that you see that.
You know, we mentioned how the heart can have two colors, the crown, and, you know, let's go ahead and throw out root because we didn't say how that one can be like the reds and the blacks. And
yeah, I like a deep earthy red for the root chakra. You know, it can be black, which is the absence. Wait, is black all colors or the absence of color? It's the absence of color. White is supposed to be all colors. That always confused me. In my experience,
black absorbs and red or white reflects.
But yes, that does make sense now. I've not often seen black in the root chakra. I've seen brown. Dark brown, but I've never seen black when I'm reading somebody. I always want to get it more kind of like, I wore root chakra red today on purpose because we're actually almost out of the Capricorn cycle, which is root chakra. We really begin the year in the root chakra. And I can do the chakras on the wheel of the year. Like we really move through the chakras as we go around the year. Seasonal lunar rhythms, you know, we're coming up to Imbolc, midwinter, where it's fire. So it's very second and third chakra actually, because our creativity and our spark. But if we're looking at the moon today, the moon is in Aries. So that's third chakra. So I do follow lunar rhythms like, oh, today's a third chakra day. You know, let me get some action. Let me get some stuff going. So I can't sleep
the last two nights.
Yeah. So you can't sleep. Yeah. The mind is really on fire and you got a lot of ideas. And then soon we're going to be in Taurus. The moon will be in Taurus, you know, tomorrow or the next day. And then we're going to feel like being homebodies. You know, we might decorate our homes or we might have a great meal. Or we might lay on the couch under a comfy blanket, unless you're Melissa, who's always working. No, but I wish that for you. And we follow these lunar rhythms and the chakras that they're connected to. And it keeps us really in balance and I love it. And then when we're in balance, right, we can manifest more.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because in the Andean system, which you can see part of my mesa.
Yeah.
If they don't have like all seven, there's like three, four. And the water is actually like black and it's at the bottom through the tailbone. And then earth is around your belly button and it's like that reddish brown.
Oh, wow.
And so when I found that, I'm like, well, holy crap, that makes sense. And, you know, up around from the chest up is sun, Inti, and that gold color.
Oh, wow. So I love it. That's so fascinating.
You know, in with the hearts. And we're like, well, that makes sense too.
And are there elements connected to the chakras in the Andean system as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and even in the Mesa working. So, yeah, there's the colors and the different, though they have the three main, but then you have like Inti creator, which would kind of be your connection into spirit. So it was interesting to me to see how similar some of that coloring is. And, yeah. You know, that these little groups of people up in the mountains in the middle of the Andeans, like their system is still very close to across the ocean and how the body works.
Yeah. So, the chakra system has been around for thousands of years and many cultures have a form of working with the chakra system, healers, sages, mystics, Native American. I mean, there's so many different cultures, as you said, and all over that have been working with the chakra system for thousands of years. It is a valid system for our highest, most vibrant energy and well-being on all levels. And that's why I love to teach the chakras. And coincidentally, how I began to read people was just doing Reiki and working with the chakras. And all of a sudden, spirit started giving all these messages. So I was like, wow, let's do a chakra reading. And it makes sense because I love the chakras so much that would be the gift that I have is reading these things that I have fallen in love with. for all these years because they feel so special. And so I highly recommend for anybody who might see this, that you weren't familiar with the chakra system, get into it because it will only help benefit you and our world and people close to you because they will find pleasure in your nourishment and they'll be inspired too. So. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. I want to thank you in advance for manifesting through the chakras.
Well, if anybody wants to get in touch with Dana for a chakra reading and to, you know, ask for, you know, any sort of assistance in finding your way in that manifesting process, you can get a hold of Dana there. She is currently in Ohio, even though the area code looks like what, California, I think
you said? California, Los Angeles. Uh-huh. I never changed it. Everybody has that number for me. So I'm in Cleveland and you can even get a reading from me if you want to. We can set it up at Goddess Elite. I only do chakra readings in person. I don't do them long distance or through Zoom or anything like that. Only because I need your chakras in front of me. Like I know we can do distant Reiki, but I just prefer to work with you in person. So.
Right. So, you know, get a hold of Dana and we can schedule a day for you to come in and see her, experience that. My hamster wheel's turning on doing not only the planetaries with the chakras, but, yeah. You know, maybe different divine deities who work with certain ones.
I actually went on a chakra retreat with my sister, working with the chakra deities. And there are some really fun ones in there that, you know, And that's so neat. Like the deities, especially in Hinduism, and I know there's tons of deities. They're like the superheroes of the Hindu pantheon. So it's really fun working with them and seeing how their myths and stories relate to us in so many ways and through the chakras. So if people prefer to work with archetypes or deities or gods and goddesses, then that's a really neat thing to do as well.
Right. And maybe, you know, calling on that deity to help me understand why I keep getting stuck.
Yes. Hey, Ganesha, I really need you to help me move through some obstacles so that I can manifest things on my path because I'm feeling these roadblocks. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, that could be a really neat thing to do. And it's so funny because there's this huge Ganesha statue in the store and it talks to me every time I go in there and people leave him offerings and everything like that. And I always just think of help us at the threshold of this new world, manifest what we want and get rid of the obstacles. So he's one of the deities. I connect him to the root chakra.
Savannah says it would be a good lesson. I think so. We might have to explore putting together that series there. The Ganesha in the store, like we never put up a sign or anything. Hey, and all of a sudden I walk over there one night to turn off the light and there's money on him.
And I know. and how amazing that no little kid who came in with their parent, just grabbed a bunch of the money and put it in chocolate and put it in his pocket yet. Maybe that has happened.
Well, I don't think kids have. We've heard a couple of adults like, oh, apparently you give him a dollar and you take candy. And I'm like, not really. Yeah. But I guess if he's willing to share, you would know. That's not the in-place system per se.
But your interpretation of it is that.
Right. Can't tell you how long that one may have been sitting there because, you know, we tend to, you know, leave his offerings there.
Yeah, that's been there since last April. Good luck.
That may not be that great anymore.
Right. Hate for you to get poisoned. No.
He's due for an oiling, so everything's going to have to come off of him.
Yeah. You know what? The other day when I was in there, he's like, get the stuff off of me. How can I manifest if I've got all this weight?
right. I have to kick through the dollars here.
Yeah, exactly. It's so fun.
But if anybody has any last minute questions or comments, because we're coming up on, we're already over 11.
Yeah, you're over. That's okay.
Yeah.
I can talk about the chakras for weeks. I've led chakra retreats on a weekend and I'm like, I really need chakra a day. I need a 7-day retreat instead of a 3-day because I just want to keep teaching. There's so much to learn about the chakras. There's so many layers. There's so many levels. There's so many different ways to play with your sacred energy centers. It's a great fun journey that I wish you well on.
Yeah, we may have to do like an hour on each one and just kind of there and, you know.
And there's meditations and, you know, again, like I said, different practices to do for each chakra to keep it, you know, keep it in optimal health and keep the connection to it strong so you can better know yourself.
Yeah. So, hey guys, you know, any last minute questions you might have, otherwise, you know, feel free. Oh, wait. So Faith says, sometimes when I'm working through things, I feel so blocked up that I can't even feel the Reiki flowing. How can I connect and unblock and feel the flow when I'm feeling that way?
What is your sign, Faith? What is your zodiac sign? That's what I would ask. I would check in with that chakra first.
Right. Give her a second here to, there's always that little bit of lag when we're streaming.
And again, like if she doesn't have time to, or we don't get her reply, I always would start at the root. Oh, Virgo. Okay. So Virgo, actually, even though it's an earth sign, I would connect it more to the throat chakra because Virgo is ruled by planet Mercury, which is communication planet. So Virgo is for communicating to the body, for the body, with the body, about the body, very organizational in that sense. Virgo loves to be of service to other people. So I would just kind of look at that and find out first, are you blocked somewhere in the throat chakra? You could also tie that right into the root chakra because the root chakra is often where I go first. If somebody's feeling blocked on all levels, let's just start from the beginning and go root to crown because we want to liberate you from that blockage. But you might look at your throat chakra, find out where are you blocking in, first of all, communicating to yourself and to your body. You know, are you saying one thing and doing another with that? And then check how is that working out then with other people? And maybe in your line of work, you're communicating in some way for the body. And if it is Reiki, then that is really interesting. So I would, that's what I would recommend is go for the throat chakra first because you're a Virgo, but then maybe go back down to the root and start to go back up and then see what's happening there about that. Or you can work with somebody like me, or I know that there's, pranic healing and all these other areas of, you know, there's many readers at Goddess Elite that can help with stuff like that. I don't know, even know if you're in Ohio, but that's just my quick answer for right now until, like, if I were to read somebody, I would find out, well, this is where you're blocked. But oftentimes, if we look at the zodiac sign and the chakra that it's associated with, that is the chakra where we can absolutely excel, but it might also be the one where we get stuck. So look at your inner voice too. And are you overly critical with yourself? Because that might need to be a place to look because that could be a big blockage there. Mm. Could be affirmations could be helpful.
Oh, Elizabeth is giving a little bit of a pat on the back in regards to the past life.
Oh,
that she had with you.
Thanks, so. Elizabeth. Yeah, we did some cool stuff. She visited like 5 past lives in that one regression. It was amazing. I'm so happy that that works for you. Could be, you know what? And for the gal whose question I was just answering, it could be really, really something. Past life could be your block. You know, past life regression could be helpful to remove blockages. Sometimes we don't know that we are clogged up from something we haven't released in a past life. And I've seen a lot of people. Yeah, Faith. It's always overly critical. Yeah. So it might be helpful there to change your inner voice to reprogram that to, and this is helpful for Virgo too. Let yourself be human, write yourself a permission slip. I, Faith, give myself permission to be human. And guess what the definition of being human is? To make mistakes, to have flaws and limitations. You're not here to be perfect. If you wanted perfection, you wouldn't have incarnated. Tell yourself it's good enough. I'm good enough. Everything I do is good enough. Affirmations can help you unblock that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Elizabeth's like, Faith, do a past life.
Yeah. She and Claire.
Faith on Facebook, Elizabeth on YouTube, so they don't get to see me. So here you go, Faith. Yeah, and anything else that can be scheduled through, you know, Goddess Elite. We'll put up the phone number again. There we are.
Yeah, you can contact me directly or Goddess Elite. We'll set it up. We can meet there. And then you can get all the goodies too, because Goddess Elite has so many neat supplies.
There's always more stuff coming in.
No, you're going to want one of everything.
No, it's like when Colleen or Megan's like, what are in these boxes? I'm like, I don't know. I've lost track. Open them. No clue.
What chakra is opening boxes?
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. It's called delegation. I need to delegate this to somebody.
Yes, that's something I've been working on more.
That's the smart people ask for help chakra.
Yeah.
That was a really fun conversation today, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're watching live or on the recording. And we got to go because we've got work to do, right?
Yes. And this will also go up on the podcast too. So we're doing podcasting now. So.
Okay, super fun.
Who doesn't have enough to do? And
yeah, if you're listening, this has been the Chakra Hour in 15 Minutes with Dana Chason and Melissa Wiles.
We'll probably be adding more chakra discussions.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. So, please tune in. So thank you, everybody. Have a great day. And feel free to get hold of Dana.
Yay. I look forward to hearing from you, everybody.